Hey guys, welcome to Story Nerds. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Jessica K.
And today, you guys, we are talking about shows that you want rebooted. There's lots of shows that are recently coming out with new stars. Shows like Roseanne, Full House has Fuller House. Gilmore Girls had their reboot. So we're talking about other shows we want to see rebooted. Jessica, why don't you go ahead and start with yours?
My number one show that I want to see rebooted is my childhood favorite, Everybody Loves Raymond. This was the show that my whole family watched together and just absolutely loved. And I'd love to see it come back with a twist for the next generation. We all know the original premise was Ray lives across the street from his parents and he can never get away from them. And it's super annoying. He just wants to live his own life. So in the new one, I would have it be the next generation. He can't get his kids out of the house. And they're instead of leaving, they're just bringing in more people, like college friends or boyfriends or girlfriends, and he's just accumulating children in his house, and his brother still lives across the street. And I'd probably even have in the pilot episode, because I think Amy was a bit younger than Robert, he liked the brother and sister-in-law, I would have them have like a big surprise really late pregnancy, and that would be the end of the pilot episode. And so just as they were thinking they were getting rid of kids, holy crap, Ray can't get rid of his grown kids, and they have a new one, and they all freak out, and that would be the next version of Everybody Loves Raymond.
That, in a total truthness, that totally has happened to some friends of mine, so that is funny.
It is totally possible. There's a lot of people.
Not quite as late as getting that out, but definitely way later than you anticipate. So, surprise baby!
Yep. It'd be hilarious.
Oh, funny.
So, what's yours?
Okay, so there are a lot of shows that I have loved that I felt got cut too short. And one of the ones that I think I would want to see come back would be a great show that was on the USA channel called Covert Affairs.
Such a good show.
It was so great. I am a sucker for a good spy show, and that one just blew me out of the water. It was so fun. It was all action-packed. They filmed in a lot of different locations all over the world, so it wasn't like they were just shooting on a soundstage. So it really
I think the early seasons they were.
They were, yeah.
It was really hilarious green screening early on, but then it got better.
Yeah. So it's really fun to see all of these different places, and I loved the show. I loved the character who Piper Parabo plays, Annie. I love her handler, Augie. Augie was one of my favorites, but I think
I
what
love
I
their
really
relationship.
I did too, and their friendship. But Jessica, what is your next one?
The next show that I would reboot would be another one that got cut way too short, just like Covert Affairs, but even shorter, is Agent Carter. Everybody loves Peggy Carter out of Captain America and all that stuff, and her show, season one was fantastic. Season two did derail a bit, and then it got cancelled, but I would bring it back in a bit of a different way. I think her story is awesome, and there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of realness to the story of someone who's really good at their job, but working in a time where women, you know, didn't work those jobs that much. But when you look at some history books and they did. So I feel like there's a lot of real stories to be told there. So I would bring it back with a little bit less gloss. It started to kind of go off down a weird track of really weird supervillains and stuff. I would wind all that back and keep it about Peggy. Keep it almost, if you crossed it with the tone of like Madam Secretary, it's quite a different show, but it's, you know, a pretty realistic show about a strong woman and how they're working in this world full of spies and lies and intrigue, and it would still have all the Peggy Carter awesomeness that we love. And she kicks butt, so I'd love to see more of her.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about Covert Affairs too, is that it's, you know, the relationship especially, but the independent woman thing is so fun to watch, with Piper Parabo being her character Annie, who's a CIA agent and is going on spy missions all over the world. But there are a number of relationships that I really felt were so fun and so important in that show. And one of my favorite relationships that Annie developed was with her boss, Joan, and Joan's husband, who he had worked at the CIA for a while, and then he ended up going outside of the CIA. And so I really loved that relationship. And again, one of the other things that I really missed in the ending when it was cut short, she was really falling in love with this guy and it kind of left it open. I like how they ended it because a lot of shows will kind of leave like an open ending, but they won't close all the doors, but they'll leave it open in case they are able to be re-upped.
So, Hannah, I know you have one show that you don't want rebooted.
Yes. So anyone who knows me knows I absolutely love the 90s sitcom Friends.
Best ever. Unbelievable.
I'm usually that person where everyone will like text me and say, "Hey, I just watched Friends," or "I thought of a Friends quote and I totally thought of you."
You can have an entire conversation only with friends gifts. Like, pretty much everything I message you, you send me back the perfect response, and it's a friends gift every time.
It's true.
It's like a language.
Well, I mean, because they express all the emotions and they
They
express it so
do! All the
perfectly.
emotions.
And if I'm texting you, I can't like text you that I'm like jumping up and down in excitement, so might as well text you Rachel and Phoebe jumping up and down in excitement.
Love the one you sent me the other day. It was like Chandler jumping into Joey's arms or something. I was just like, so perfect. Oh,
Every
but
relationship
why do
should
we
be like
never
that.
want to see it rebooted?
Well, I okay. This is the sad thing, is that ultimately, Friends to me is a show that was so perfectly 90s. And the ending of the show in the 10th season, the very final episodes, you see them wrapping up storylines. They know it was going to be the last season. I think it's different because they knew this is the last season and this is how we want to end things. And so you see Monica and Chandler having twins and going to get a house in Westchester. And then you see Ross, who and Rachel finally getting together. So there's 10 seasons of like, oh, okay, this finally ended. Phoebe's married to Mike, so she's living her own little quirky life. And so, and then you have Joey, and then you have the show Joey.
I disavow the entire show, Joey. It does not exist in my
I mean, I
mind.
think if you can like forget that that happened, kind of like what Sh Agents of or Shields did with Marvel and the death of one of the characters that magically came back to life for the show. So if you just ignore that happened,
Just do it, just pretend it didn't happen.
yeah. But that was something that I think, as much as I absolutely love that show, I Marta Kauffman, David Crane, all the writers and the team of people around them, and then obviously the cast, the combination of all of those things was simply so perfect. And I just
Yeah, and you
don't
don't want
think,
it to come back if you can't beat it.
no. And I think that I'm not only am I scared that it wouldn't be as good or not as funny, I also think that because it's been so long, that the characters are going to be in such different places that putting them in that spot is not going to either make sense for the characters, and it's not going to give you the humor that you really look for,
No, it
especially
was
that
about
made a
that
lot more.
stage of life.
It really is about life in your 20s, and for them, it was about life in your 20s, figuring out life in New York. And while they could still be in New York, they're in such different life stages now that it doesn't offer the same availability that it would any other show. And so I have lots of friends of mine who text me or Facebook message me whenever there's a rumor going around that Friends is going to be rebooted or a Friends reunion show. And I just kind of laugh and I'm like, okay, this is always not true. And anyone who knows Friends knows like Marta Kauffman, David Crane, all the creators, and then the actors have said that as
They
well, that
don't want to
it's
redo
no. And I think it's just something that, it was something so unique and special in that time period. And for me, I also think that there's a little bit of nostalgia in it for me because
it.
I do remember watching Friends in my later high school years, specifically in 9th grade. I remember watching Friends with my friends, and then we would come to school the next morning and we would all, like our entire grade pretty much, would sit by the lockers in front before school, and we would talk about Friends and ER. So, and we would, especially the episode where Dr. Green died in ER. I remember that morning as well.
I was a little bit too young for ER. I remember my mum loving it and dad making fun of her for it, but I never saw an episode myself. But yeah, no, fully agree. Friends should stay awesome and in the past. So I want to sneak in one more thing. It's not like quite on topic, but it's just a show that I want to see made. So I'm going to sneak it in very quickly at
Go.
The end. Hannah Has Got Me Addicted to Anything by Aaron Sorkin,
Yes.
mostly The West Wing and The Newsroom at the moment. And I was watching The West Wing the other day, and I'm just so loving the flashbacks, by the way, too, of like seeing the old technology and stuff in the White House. And in one episode, I was like, why doesn't he just Wikipedia that thing? I was like, oh, Wikipedia didn't exist yet. And anyway, I'm having fun. And I'm listening to the West Wing Weekly podcast at the same time. So everybody should do that. It's great. It makes the show even better. But what I want to see is there's an episode that had to do with like a satellite, Galileo satellite. And I love NASA stuff, like the Martian, Apollo 13, all that stuff. I love it. And I was like, dude, Aaron Sorkin needs to make a NASA TV show. That would be the best. Can't. Oh, would, it would be so good.
Would you be okay with a NASA movie?
I would be okay with a NASA movie. I will take all the NASA movies okay. I can get. However, his TV shows are so good.
I know, and that is the funny thing, is that I love Aaron Sorkin's writing. I mean, all of his movies, certain movies more than others of Aaron Sorkin's, but, you know, especially his TV shows, especially The Newsroom for me, that's my all-time favorite. I think that's where Aaron Sorkin really shines in his dialogue. But I am sorry to burst your bubble, and I have heard him say multiple times after shooting The Newsroom that he will never do TV again because it's too much work. So
I'll
to write so
that
fast.
Sounds like a writer who's burned out. I'll give him a few months to recover, and he'll be a sucker for punishment. He'll come back. Come on.
Yes. Okay,
this
I'm sure that's going to be the
case.
Sports
Night and The West Wing at the same time for a year. Like, he wrote 44 episodes of television in 1 year.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
He
just needs a little, he needs a little nap. And then he'll be good.
A little nap. He is a little crazy, but I agree that his TV shows are some of my favorites, so.
Oh, man, it's so good. Get under The West Wing Weekly, everyone. I'm loving it.
Awesome. Well, we have lots of other things that we are talking about in the coming weeks, but you guys, in one of the coming weeks, we're going to have a really fantastic special guest.
Yes!
And I think Jessica and I are both fangirling here. We're trying to keep our cool, but really inside, we're like freaking out!
We are. One of our favorite authors who you have heard us mention many times before in our videos and podcasts because she's written some of our favorite books, Melissa Tagg, is going to be the first ever special guest on Story Nerd. So we are pumped. We're going to talk about classic movies with her, and because we all know that I never watch classic movies, so I have homework to do. The
I'm
girls
trying,
have both
I'm,
given me suggestions.
We've given her plenty of suggestions to get started, so hopefully she'll have a good handful to get through before.
So my housemates had better be okay with the fact that we're watching classic movies for the next 2 weeks to prep for this Story Nerds episode and chat to Melissa. So keep an eye out for that. That episode's probably going to come out sometime in June, probably the second half of June. So, yeah, get keen, everybody.
Get keen. I love it. You know you're friends with an Aussie when that happens.
Okie dokie, everybody. Well, we will see you next time.
See you later, guys.
Story Nerds. Bye.